You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Don't forget free admission at the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum, March 16th, Thursday, 2006, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Santa Barbara Maritime Museum is over by Brophy Brothers. You just walk in there and tell them that Coldwell Banker sent you. A little benefit for the community. Mary Louise Days, Santa Barbara City Historian. I'll repeat the historical trivia question, give you a chance to answer that, win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, 564-1290, 564-1290. What is the connection between El Nido, the old castle house at the corner of Pedregos and Garden, and the Samarcand Retirement Community? A university club is right across the street. I could almost see it from the studios here. Great old building. What's the scoop on that?
Well, it was built in 1880 for the Calkins family. They were a prominent banking family here. And it was really a pretty wild Victorian style. I think it had a lot of Gothic in it and Tudor. And the University Club began operation there, and in 1922 it was remodeled to be in a more Spanish Revival style. And recall that was before the earthquake. So, and in the before the earthquake, in the very early 20s, we were getting quite a bit of Spanish architecture here, Spanish Revival as opposed to Adobe architecture. The local architects were Sully Murphy and Hastings, and it has been a private club then for, you know, over 80 years, and it has a lovely interior and rooms upstairs that originally were residence rooms for members. So I would think that inside there would be some of the features of the old original house.
I never even thought about the fact that it was probably originally a private residence. It's, mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting. I do want to ask you, why don't we just answer this question? It's probably too difficult of a trivia question. There is a house next time you drive up Garden Street in the corner of Garden and Pedregosa on the corner. It looks like a castle. It's called El Nido. And what is the connection between that and Samarcand Retirement Community?
You want me to answer that right now?
You just give the answer.
Okay. El Nido was originally built in 1897 for Charles Hopkins, who was a wealthy businessman. And then later on in the early 20th century, it was remodeled. The original architect was Francis Wilson, who designed our railroad station and the first post federal building.
Oh, I didn't know
and,
that.
Yeah, and it was remodeled, I think, around 1930. And then just very recently, the current owners have changed some of the wall and landscape features. But the connection of that with the Samarcand site is that Dr. Prince Hopkins, who was the son of Charles Hopkins, had instituted a private boys' school on the Riviera, and then he had the Samarcand campus built on top of the hill that above Oak Park in 1916. So he operated his Boyland private school on that site until 1918, and then his mother took over. I guess he had financial difficulties with the school. His mother took over the property and developed this Persian-style hotel, which eventually, through different owners, became very famous, and it had a lovely grounds with a pool and the sort of arm-shaped, embrace-shaped buildings. There's, I think, nothing left, really, of those buildings now in the retirement residence. But it was famous for many decades, and there are collector's postcards that have views of that.
The original...
And that's how that neighborhood, of course, got the name, was because of the Samarcand Hotel. It It originally had had some other names for the subdivision around it.
Why do I have a note here that says something White Elephant Hotel? Do you know what that means?
No.
I wonder what I got that from somewhere.
Hey, Mark, actually, I think I can just comment upon that. I believe last time you and I were talking about Samarkand, that was the name of the major hotel that was there after it was the boys' school.
But Mary Louise Days is saying it was called the Samarkand Hotel.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shut off your mic. Who the hell are you coming here butting in on this thing here? Okay. It's my Don Imus impression. This was interesting that he also, the architect for this house, this is a tremendous house, again, a corner of Pedregosa and Garden, the castle. He designed the railroad station and the federal building. What was his name again?
Francis Wilson.
Francis Wilson. And is this the federal building that we had talked about earlier, the 1914 building?
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
And this was the, when you say the federal building, you're calling it the post office.
Yes, it was built at the corner of State and Annapamoo Street as a post office and federal building. Mm-hmm.
And that's the existing Museum of Art.
Now it's the Museum of Art,
at the corner of State mm-hmm. and Annapamoo?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Everything is like Annapamoo Garden.
I know.
That's
we're
busy,
stuck in that area. But it's a very interesting area.
So the post office was the original Museum of Art, and when do you know when it went over to Anacapa in its current location?
Yes, that was around 1936-37 when the what we call the new or the present main post office was built on the site of some older residential and commercial buildings.
I just read in the news press, I don't know if you saw this, that they're going to be closing the lobby. Locking the lobby doors. It used to be open 24 hours at that post office.
Oh, I saw a sign on the door. Yeah, they must have had some problems.
They're going to close it at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh.
I guess it was a nice, refuge to stay out of the weather.
Well, that interior is very historic and very, very lovely. But back to the current Museum of Art, the building was remodeled in 1941 for the Museum of Art by David Adler, and then with assistance from Chester Cargiolo, who was a local architect, and I knew him when I worked at City Hall. So much of the sort of Renaissance-type decoration on the exterior of the building was removed, and it was trimmed down and stripped the front of it pretty much. Then after 1957, then there were a couple of additions built on the sides, And then, of course, in the 1983-1996 period, other additions were made to the Museum of Art for museum purposes.
Hmm.
And if you look, find an aerial photo or a postcard of the 1914 Federal Building, you'll see that it had a wide sloping down lawn, not the steps that are there now. But it was, it had steps, of course, for access, but it was mostly lawn. And it was also another popular place for postcard scenes.
You mentioned these houses on the courthouse block. What was the interest of these houses?
It's not a well-known fact at all. On the Santa Barbara Street frontage of the courthouse block, in the 1880s, there were some houses. Apparently, that portion of the block was not yet the property of the county, and they were lots, and people had built their quite simple wood frame houses. There were four or five, I think, fronting on Santa Barbara Street, and then eventually those disappeared, and obviously the property was acquired for courthouse use, and two of those houses are now on further down on Santa Barbara Street.
Moved?
Yes, they were moved by Mr. Berbent, and they are now within the boundaries of the El Presidio State Historic Park.
What I asked you earlier at the top of the show, what regrets you might have seen in Santa Barbara, turns they make, and of course, you love these buildings like your children here, and you don't want to see them go away. Paseo Nuevo, you seem to think was okay. What about Pearl Chase? Did you know Pearl Chase?
Oh yes.
What do you think if she was sitting here today? I know. What would she? I was going to make some joke about that, but that wasn't nice.
No.
If she was sitting here today and I asked her that question, I mean, is she spinning in her grave right now about some of the stuff that's going on in Santa Barbara?
Well, in some way she might be with the perhaps some of the lack of attention to the city parks and the because of budget reasons and perhaps the loss of some trees. She was very interested in beauty and trees and gardens and parks. But one of her main campaigns really was in favor of Spanish Revival architecture. So I think she would be pleased at that. I knew her quite well, and she really was not someone to get excited about Victorian buildings. She herself was born in the Victorian period, and, you know, it was just like some of us might not feel so excited about.
But what about what about building? Like, for example, a Paseo Nuevo downtown, or
you mean the planning questions?
The planning, you know, the density, the State Street lofts they want to develop. You know how State Street is developed and all this, and then they want to. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people coming into town. Where do you think she would have been on this issue?
Well, I think on some of the issues of too much density or overdevelopment or somewhat modern architecture, she would have not been in favor of that. Mm-hmm. And she was very, of course, conscious of preservation of the waterfront and the and public properties along the waterfront. She would come out, I think, opposed to any threats in that regard. And height limits were of interest to her and, of course, sign control. I think she would be very pleased to see that the city is maintaining the sign ordinance, enforcing the sign ordinance.
That certainly distinguishes our town
absolutely
from down
when
in Ventura and Oxnard.
Yeah,
and
when I give walking tours for people, I always point out that we have the sign ordinance, and that's even if they're not conscious of it, there is the omission of garish signs, and many of them respond, "Oh, that's right, I didn't see any."
See, a lot of people don't know this about Pearl Chase, but her answer to avoid the building of like the giant Granada parking structure for the views and the congestion and wanting to build like the State Street lofts, they have parking requirements. Her answer, and really it makes a lot of sense, I don't know why no one took us up on this, was valet parking. Just a lot of people don't know that, but I think it originated with Pearl Chase. Valet parking was just for all the central buildings. Mary Louise Days, the first Santa Barbara City Historian from Santa Barbara, California. Thanks so much for joining me and giving us a walking tour on the radio.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Okay, we'll see you again. We'll come back for the fourth segment of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Radiorealestate.com gets you into past programs you can listen to or search MLS listings from the border to the border all throughout California. You stay tuned. We'll come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.